Last night, the Kodiak Island Borough Planning and Zoning Commission took to the main stage at the Gerald C. Wilson Auditorium to better accommodate the throngs of citizens interested in speaking up on the code revision project. And even though the main issue, stopping the code revision, was taken care of in the first 10 minutes, it didn't deter the public from sharing nearly 4 hours of thoughts with the commission. Past Acting Commission Chair Alan Schmidt moved to postpone indefinitely the revision, and new member and current chair Scott Arndt called for the vote.
At this point, I move to postpone indefinitely draft titles 16, 17, and 18.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to postpone indefinitely titles 16, 17, and 18. Alan, you want to speak to them?
Well, my intent would be to, because I know I don't want to discourage people from speaking, but the substantive comments about the code revisions are very much appreciated. We'd like to hear those, and we will be here as long as we need to, up to 11 o'clock, to do that. But people that might have been inclined just to speak, telling us to postpone indefinitely, you wouldn't really need to do that at this point if the motion passes at this stage.
Okay, any other discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. A few minutes later, though, there was some confusion over what had just happened and how the meeting should then proceed.
We advertised a public hearing on 16, 17, and 18, and I think it's premature. At this time, I'll vote against the motion.
Scott, you already voted on it.
No, we didn't vote on it.
The motion to postpone indefinitely has been voted on.
No, we didn't.
You did a voice vote. Yes, you did a voice vote.
I'm corrected. At this time, according to the parliamentarian, 16, 17, and 18 have been postponed indefinitely, which trumps the public hearing process. And now what we do is we go into citizen comments, which lets you speak on anything you'd like to speak to, which includes 16, 17, and 18.
In between the vote and the discussion about it, a motion was made to add language to the existing borough code to increase property owner rights and limit government authority. It failed on a 3-2 vote. McCathy Drabeck, who was on the prevailing side of that earlier vote, asked for it to be reconsidered about 4 hours later. Schmidt, in saying he was going to vote yes, explained why he voted the way he did the first time.
When something comes out of the blue and it's longer than two or three words or motion to table, I can't think of an instance when I'm going to vote for it right out of the bat. So, thank you.
Thank you, Alan. For the public's and the commission's clarity, the motion had failed earlier this evening on a 3-2 vote. Has been moved and seconded to reconsider, and that motion was to modify the existing Kodiak Island Borough Codes 16, 17, and 18. The modifications would be a simplification of the existing code to improve the ease of use, to give clarity, to maximize freedom of private property use, and to limit control of local government. That's the motion before us, local government power. Roll call vote and any other discussion on the motion to reconsider. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and roll call vote, please.
Mr. Schmidt?
Yes.
Ms. Drabeck?
Yes.
Ms. Painter?
Yes.
Mr. Arndt?
Yes.
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change your vote?
Motion carries 5-0.
There will be a joint meeting between the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly next month, along with staff, to discuss where to go next.